as a tax collector. They had that kind of authority to take away even above and beyond what was owed and put it toward their own personal wealth. Lloyd made mention in Sunday school this morning that a lot of folks that, as it says about Zacchaeus, that he was rich, that a lot of folks that are rich get it by means that is not godly. I'll just leave it at that. And we know that there are a lot of rich folks that God has blessed as well. But there's a lot that have taken things that didn't belong to them and cheated people. And that's what Zacchaeus' life was. And you'll see it in later scripture that he confesses to it without even confessing today. But this man wanted to see the Lord. He wanted to see him. He probably heard about him, and he wanted to see who this man was named Jesus that such a fuss had been made over. He's in town, and there's a great number of folks that's out there. And no doubt he thought, well, I'll go join the crowd to see who this man really is. What does he look like? And let me hear him speak. And maybe I'll see a miracle or two performed. He wanted to know about this man that everybody else was talking about that had done so much for so many people. But when he got to where he was to be at, the crowd was too big. The press was so large. The number of people that was there was more than he may have even anticipated. And because he was small in stature, being short, he couldn't see over the large crowd that was there. Many of us would have stopped right there and said, I tried. I tried, and now I'll just go back home. But instead of doing that, he ran ahead of the crowd, and he climbed up into a sycamore tree so that he could see the Lord as he passed by. He didn't want anything else. All he wanted was to see him. That's important today. He just wanted to see this man called Jesus, to see what everybody was talking about. How could this one man do so much good for so many people? And people just flocked to him. The number that was there was so big that he could not see over it. So he ran ahead and climbed up that tree. Probably thought, nobody knows I'm up here. I'm up here and I'm above the crowd just so I can see this man called Jesus. And as he was up there, he received more than he ever expected. He just wanted to see the Lord. But the Lord came right to the tree where Zacchaeus was trying to see. Instead of him being able to look from afar, he got an up-close visit from Jesus himself. He walked right to the tree where Zacchaeus was at. And he didn't stop there. He looked up and he saw him. The Lord stopped where Zacchaeus was at. And he looked up and he saw him. I believe they made eye to eye contact. Look at him. There he is. The one that I wanted to see. He's standing right below me. There he is. And not just that, but he's calling me by my name. How does he know who I am? I'm just a publican. But he's calling me by my name. How many of you remember when the Lord called you by your name and spoke to your heart? He said that the Lord called him by name, and not only that, but Jesus told him, make haste and come down, because I want to go home with you. I want to go home with you. And Zacchaeus probably thought to himself, why would this man that everywhere he goes is doing good want to go home with a sinner? Why would he want to go home with me, one that has robbed people and charged them falsely? That's how I became so rich and powerful. Yet this man that has done so much and lived such a meek life, he wants to go home with me. He wants to come and walk with me and see, maybe even, and I know that when we say home, people are thinking about the natural place where he lived at. But I think he was talking about his spiritual home. I want to go home with you. Of all the miracles that is recorded in the Bible, Zacchaeus was about to get one of the best miracles. He didn't expect this to happen. He just wanted to see Jesus as he passed by. But now the Lord is calling him by name and saying, I want to go to your house. I want to abide in your house. And Zacchaeus made haste and came down. And he received him joyfully. Zacchaeus got more than he expected when the Lord said, I want to go to your house. When he heard him speak, Jack, I believe Zacchaeus knew this was more than just a man that he'd heard about. This was a man that could change his life. And not just change his life, but make him a better person than he'd ever been, and give him part of the kingdom of God. He came down and he said he received him joyfully. And verse 8 it says that Zacchaeus had a conversion to take place in his life. Some would say, how did he have a conversion? Just by hearing the Lord call his name. And I have to confess this morning and testify, I am one that had a conversion like Zacchaeus just because the Lord called my name. When he calls your name, he can make the change in your life that you're looking for. Some of us today are needing direction in our life. And we've tried on our own only to make mistakes and failures. But like Zacchaeus did, but if you'll listen to the Lord call your name, and you'll follow him, you'll receive more than what you came to church for this morning. Because you'll receive a Savior that loves you and cares for you with all of his heart. And you said Zacchaeus was a sinner. In verse 7, the Bible says the religious group saw it and they began to murmur that God, Christ, wanted to go home and be guests with a man that is a sinner. Now, Zacchaeus had a conversion in verse 8 because he said unto the Lord, the half of my goods will I give to the poor. And if I've taken from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. A man would not make these statements had he not done it. Amen? I'm not going to say I'll give to the poor and I'll not restore fourfold if I've not done something. He knew he was a sinner. Every one of us that's been saved by the grace of God, we knew we was a sinner when the Lord called our name. You know today that are lost. You know that you need Christ in your life. You've had him to call your name. As Tara testified, and I could say amen to her testimony because mine is very similar. How many of you have had the Lord to call your name many times or multiple times before you ever gave your heart and life to Him. But when you hear His voice call, you say, do you hear it with a natural ear? No, you hear it from your heart. Your soul that God speaks to. And even though He may have been talking to others that night when I got saved, it was not an invitation that went out whosoever will, but He called my name. He called your name today. And we, like Zacchaeus, received more than we ever expected. Hasn't the Lord been good to you this morning? Zacchaeus just wanted to see Him, and he ended up taking Him home. I just went to church because it was another church night. But Billy, I took somebody home with me that I'd never taken home before. I took the Master of the sea, the Lord of lords and the King of kings. He went home with me that day. And I want to not just say He went home with me there, but He's been with me ever since. And I like Zacchaeus, I don't deserve the Lord, but I'm thankful that He went to my house. He lives in my house. In fact, He put a hedge round about it so the devil couldn't get back in to protect it. It's got His name on it. I am His child, and He is my Father. The Bible is full of stories of folks that received more than they ever expected. Many of you, when I gave you my text, probably your mind went to people in the Bible that received more than they ever expected when they received the Lord as their Savior. No matter how bad the start of the story was, the end of it is what made it worth writing it down and putting it in the book and sharing it with you and I. Joseph's brothers sold him as a slave. The Midianites bought him and took him down into Egypt. And when they got there, they sold him to Potiphar, who was the captain, if I recall correctly. He was a captain of the army. They sold him unto him as a slave. And the next thing you know, this man who was sold as a slave is there helping in Potiphar's house. He's put in charge. And just when you thought the story was only going to get better, Potiphar's wife accused him of attempted rape. And he ended up in prison. But even in prison, the Lord blessed Joseph. And you remember, he interpreted the dreams. And the king Pharaoh had a dream, and Joseph interpreted, and he came and he saw that the Lord was with Joseph. And the next thing you know, Joseph is second in command over all of Egypt. You know what he said? No doubt, my brothers meant to it for me for evil. Potiphar's wife meant to it for evil for me. But look where the Lord has placed me today. Here I am in Egypt, second in command. And when a famine came in the land, he was able to help his brothers and his father's house back in their own country. How many of us today has God blessed us, and then the devil comes to try to take it all away from us? And then God restores us and gives us back more than we ever expected. Does this sound like Job's story, men? You see, when we really follow God, God does not just give us enough. God gives us more than we ever expected. I'll put this in for good measure, then I'll move on. Sometimes people, I believe, look at Christians' life and say, why are they so blessed? It's because we are a king's child. And as long as we stay close to Him, God is going to give us more than we ever expected. As long as we do what He tells us to. Lloyd made mention in his testify, one of 18. And I, being one of five. Some of you today may have come from small families, but how many of you grew up poor, downtrodden? There's some hands that went up. How many of us today can look back over our life and see because we sought to serve the Lord where He has brought us from and how He has given us more than we ever expected to have in this lifetime? Amen? That ought to make somebody want to shout on a Sunday morning, because God has blessed us so richly. There's a roof over my head. There's a bed that I sleep in. There's food that we've never had to go hungry. And like Lloyd testified, we never had the best of clothing to wear, but our nakedness was covered. When he talked about patches, I remembered our patches. And some of them, I remember even sewing a patch on myself. Can you say that? Mom did it. I was farther advanced. Mom had enough to do. I sewed my own patch on. But looking back, I still say, thank you, Lord, for your blessings on me and on our household. Becky and I, when we got married, we didn't have nothing but each other. I believe that we had a little apartment, and because a friend of hers in school, his parents had a yard sale, and I believe they felt sorry for us. They sold us a bean bag, a metal table and chairs that we probably should have kept, a mattress and box springs, and some kind of a lamp, wasn't it? Pressure cooker and something else. We filled our apartment on $10. And God gave us more than we expected. We took it home and we was happy. Right? Today we got a little bit more than a mattress and box springs and a beanbag chair and pressure cooker. Well, we still got a pressure cooker. And them other items, that kitchen table and chairs, we've got more. But back then we never expected or looked at we would be where we're at today. How many of you can give God the praise and say, that's where I'm at today? Amen. Amen? Amen. God has blessed us with more than we ever expected. We thought we'd always be in that condition. In fact, how many of you had people talk down to you most of your life because you didn't have what they had? Amen? But you know what? I've said this many times over the years. God put me in a church that men gave me the example of working hard and following God and doing your best for your family. And God will bless you. And some of them are here this morning. And I say thank God for a church that has examples that teach us that God can take a little bit and make a whole lot out of it if we will just seek Him and do His will in our life. Not only the story of Joseph, but look at little David out there as a shepherd. Many of you may not know this, but a shepherd's job was a job that nobody else wanted. It was a stinking job. But how many of us realize sometimes you have to start low in order to be exalted? Amen? And to this day, and I know Scott's here with us this morning, and his testimony will be just like mine. Folks on the job, I don't care What the boss says needs to be done, I'm not above any task. That includes being the janitor. Whatever needs to be done. David started out small. Of all of his brothers, he was a runt. And don't take this wrong, Scott's here with me this morning, he was redheaded. I don't think his brothers cared much for him. And yet he was a shepherd out there, and he probably thought, this is going to be my job. He's the youngest. This is my job. I'll never get to be in the army like my brothers. I'll never get to be what they are. But God had great plans for this little shepherd boy. In fact, when the man of God came to his father's house and said, God has sent me here. You've got the future king in your household. And all of his brothers paraded before the man of God. And he said, no, 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 that's not him. And he said, finally at the end, he said, do you have any more sons? And he said, well, I've got a little boy out there on the hillside watching over the flock. He said, get him. In fact, let's just go to him. And you know what happened? David was taken from the shepherd to king over all of Israel. He never expected that in his lifetime. Here I am, a lowly shepherd, and look where God has taken me to. And I believe because of the scriptures, David had a humble heart. In fact, the scripture says that he had a heart after God. God loved David's heart. That no matter where he went, David still kept that heart of that young man that was a shepherd. And you say, but David made his mistakes. How many of us didn't or haven't made our mistakes? I'll go over to the scripture and give you just a moment to ponder on that. How many of us, like the woman that was caught in the very act of adultery, and they was about to stone her, and Jesus said, okay, we'll stone her. You that has no sin in your life at all, you cast the first stone. And you know what they did? They all had to drop them and walk away. And I'll put this in for the women this morning. If she was caught in the very act of adultery, where was the man? Because not just a woman was to be stoned according to the law, but both of them was. I guess you could say it was a man's club. But God has no such club. Amen? What's sin for one is sin for all. Somebody say yes. John the Baptist, here he was down there in the River Jordan baptizing. He said, I came with water, with repentance unto water. He baptized them. You know why we're Baptists this morning? Because we baptize. We don't sprinkle. Amen? We baptize. After God baptizes them. With the fire and the Holy Ghost. John the Baptist was down there baptizing. And something happened more than he could ever expect. As he looked out over the crowd, he told them, behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. Hallelujah. Right there by the riverbank, come the one that he had been preaching about. And he said, I have need to be baptized of you, John. And John said, no, Lord. I need to be baptized of you. But nevertheless, suffer it to be so. And John baptized him there in the River of Jordan. And there was a sound from heaven. Ray, this inspires my heart. Not only did John get to see him, but he heard God the Father speak. And saying, this is my beloved Son in whom I am well pleased. He heard God, and ye saw God in the flesh at the same time. What a great event John had. Then I'll give you this one and we'll move on. Some of your minds may have gone over to Acts, the third chapter, where there was a man that was lame from his mother's womb. And daily they carried him to the gate called Beautiful and laid him there that he might beg of alms. And one day, something beyond his greatest expectation happened. One day he was sitting there begging of alms, and here come Peter and John. And Peter and John looked on him, and no doubt, can you see him with his cup up? He was expecting him to drop some money into that little cup that he could go and be able to provide for himself and maybe for his family. We don't know much about him. But this day was going to be different than every other day. Peter and John looked on him and said, "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he leaped to his feet. He went home that day. His cup may have been empty, but his cup was full. Amen. He said, "I may not have any darius." That was the coins, right? With the picture, I should say. "I may not have any coins to give to you, but I got more. Look at me. I can walk." In fact, could you imagine the astonishment on those in the house when he walked in? They were amazed. "You've been lame from your mother's womb, and now look at you walking." See, that's what God can do for you today. More than you can ever expect. Lloyd testified this morning of God doing more than he could expect. Here he is, 10 days after surgery. He's back in church, and he even taught Sunday school this morning. And he's waiting on himself, partly. I give him that partly, Marcia. Martha, I'm not giving him the whole credit yet. Billy back there. We could go around the house, and Scott, I say this out of love because I love Scott and Pam. You've been on those crutches long enough. It's time for God to perform the miracle that you stand in need of. And you say, "Roger, are you prophesying?" No, I'm preaching the word of God. That God can do above, beyond what we expect or ever even imagine to look for. God can do it today. Barred with her heart. That ablation, I am trusting God is going to use that to make it right to where you won't have those events. How many others need a miracle in your life today? It may not be physical. Maybe it's something to do with your household. God can take care of you and your whole household if you'll just surrender to Him. The church is full of folks just like me that has received more than we ever expected. Every time I turn around, Sister Kathy, God is blessing us. And I say, "Lord, I didn't even expect this." How many of you had a blessing this week that you didn't even expect? God gave it to us. You say, and people, I believe this, sometimes when I say that, people automatically think about money. Let me tell you, God gives us things that's more valuable than money. Health and strength keeps us in our right mind. Gives us the ability to go. In fact, y'all probably get tired of hearing me say this, but he woke me up this morning. And I was able to get up on my own two feet. and get ready to come to the house of the Lord with excitement in my soul. Money can't buy that for you. But God can give it to you. Let me find a closing place this morning. I've said it twice. How many of you have ever received more than you ever expected? I remember when I said Becky and I first got married, I worked in a factory. I worked on at first I was the porter. I was the material guy. I went and got materials for the people on the line so they wouldn't have to stop. And then I got a new job to where they put me in the machine shop. And I was running production. And I knew what my hourly rate was. And for every so many pieces, we got more money. The more you produced, the more you made. And every day, I computed in my mind how much I'd made that day. And some of you are going to laugh. And some of you are going to say, that much? But I remember being on the line and I'd always calculate it, Brother Rob. And my goal was $100 a day. You're saying that much. Some of y'all saying, that much? Really? Because I knew what my bills were. But every once in a while, they'd offer us overtime. And you say, you as excited about overtime? How many of y'all ever been excited about overtime? You know why overtime excited me? More money. And it would be more than we expected. And we could do other things with that extra money. But it seemed like every time I get extra money, something would break. God goes to bless, the devil comes to take away. That's just a little example. When we receive more than we ever expected. You see, when God saved me, I got more than I ever expected. All I wanted was not to have to die and go to hell. That's all I wanted, Ray. But God gave me so much more. As the sister testified, I felt the love in the house of God. I felt like people cared for me. At school, they would talk us down. In the house of the Lord, you felt like people really loved you. That's why I love Mount Carmel Missionary Baptist Church. It's not a front. This is real. But not only did I get salvation, but I got blessings on top of blessings. And he tells me I've got a home waiting for me in heaven. And I hear David to say, his benefits are renewed unto me daily. That makes me, as Lloyd says, that makes me want to leap because I get more than I ever expected. And I can't even tell you everything else. I appreciate today, but I can hardly wait till tomorrow. And you say, you got to go back to work tomorrow. Yeah. But I see the blessings of the day. I wonder what he's got in store for me tomorrow. And I'm not wishing my life away. God is so good to us. And he wants to be good to you today. He wants to be. He wants, Rob, get us a song. He wants to give you more than you've ever could expect in your lifetime. You say, does God really want to do that for us? I believe it with all my heart, Brother Lloyd. Lloyd shared with us men, and I won't get it all right, but you know, his story is like a punch of the great Appalachian migration that took place. People men and women that left the hills of Kentucky and Tennessee and came north. And God put them in jobs. Your daddy. Many of your daddies, in fact, put them in jobs, and they just grew from one position to another. Lloyd, if I can share it, came out of the hills, and by the time he was ready to retire, he was a not just a machinist, but he was a tool and die maker. I hear your daddy, Kim and Kathy, many a times out there in the foyer, he would share with us. God brought him here, and then he ended up in Toledo. He didn't like Toledo, but he liked the job. And when there were strikes, he would go and work for others. He would do plumbing. He would do painting. He would do anything it took to provide for his children. And God blessed him above and beyond what he ever expected when he left the hills. I believe every one of us has a success story that we could tell today of what God has done for us. If you don't have it, let this be the day that God starts moving in your life and giving you the things that you have need of most of all. That you have Him as your Lord and your Savior. Would you stand while we sing a verse of a song this morning? Follow your heart. Trust God today. Step forward and say, God, I'm looking for you to move in my life. I'm looking for it. I've heard you speak like you did to Zacchaeus. You've called my name, and now I'm stepping out for you to make the change in my life. Would you do that this morning? Not tonight, but right now. Right now, while God is calling, take that step. Take that step today. I must tell Jesus. Yes. Come today and trust the Lord. You say, but Roger, we go to church. Going to church ain't good enough. You need to be born again. As God calls for you, make haste and come. Make haste and come today. Jesus alone. While they pause for just a moment today, I appreciate what God has done in our service this morning. I'm glad I serve a God that just doesn't do enough to get by, but He always exceeds our expectations. Just when you think that He can't do any more. How many of y'all have seen God when you thought you've seen Him at His highest point, only to a few days or years down the road, see Him do something that's even greater than what you saw Him do that day? He's God. There's no limit to His power. No limit. And the more, as I preached on Wednesday night, the more we do for Him, the more He'll do for us. And some of you say, careful, Pastor. I believe that. Don't y'all? Do you believe that tonight? The more you do for God, the more God will do for you. This morning, you want to come, sis, and tell Him why you've come. She talked to me before church this morning. You just tell them what you want. Heard her request. We'll need a motion second to accept her. You know, as know with all your heart that God has saved you. There's no question about that. You remember the time and place. And you never was baptized?
When I was a child.
A child. But since that day, you gave your heart to the Lord. And now you want to be baptized. So you've heard her request. We need a motion and a second to accept her pending baptism.
Make
a motion. Got a motion and a second? Got a second? All in favor? Bow up with your right hand.
No.
Any objections?